哈利路亚，各位主所爱的同龄弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，Peace be with you, brothers and sisters。
我们今天下午的题目继续来学习阻挡生命的破口。
This afternoon, our topic for mutual encouragement is "Gone up into the gaps of life."
在当我们学习以西结书的时候，先知以西结一直重复一件事情。
When we study the book of Ezekiel, Prophet Ezekiel kept emphasizing one thing.
虽然百姓跟神的关系很差。
Even though the relationship between the people and God was very bad.
但是是可以改变的。
But it could be changed.
只要你把那些跟神关系的破口把它修补就可以了。
As long as you fix the gaps between God and man.
但是如果你没有把它修补的话，问题会很大。
If you don't fix the gap, the problem will grow bigger.
我们看以西结书十三章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
十三章的五节。
Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 5.
没有上去阻挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修长垣，使他们当耶和华的日子在镇上站立得住。
You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord.
一个破口啊，如果不修补的话，会变成敌人的立足的地点。
If there's a gap and you don't fix it, it becomes a foothold for the enemies.
圣经新约用一个形容。
In the New Testament, the Bible describes it this way.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第二十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27.
以弗所书四章二十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27.
也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Nor give place to the devil.
所谓的破口就是一个地步。
When we talk about gap or breach, it means a place, a room for someone.
地步是一个敌人可以站在那边的地方。
Room or place is where your enemy can stand.
你看这个墙那么厚，那么高。
Look at this wall, it's so thick and tall.
但是有没有用呢？没有用啊。
But is it of any use? No.
因为敌人可以站在上面。
Because your enemy can stand in it.
还有他可以把破口弄得更大。
It can actually make this gap larger.
所以我们基督徒的目标就是要死后要进天国。
So the goal of us Christians is to be able to enter into heaven after we die.
但是这个过程呢，魔鬼不想我们跟主耶稣一起进天国。
But throughout this process, Satan will oppose us.
他会找着我们生命当中任何可以立足的地方，就是地步。
They will find any place where they can stand in our life.
如果你给他这个地步。
If you leave room for Satan,
他就进来了。
It will come into your life.
就好像我们下棋。
Just like when we play chess.
你不能一直想说我怎么样可以把对方打倒。
You can't just think about how you will defeat the other.
你要看好自己的这个防卫啊。
But you have to also pay attention to your own defense.
你没有看清楚，被人家一张军，哇，你死了，前也不行，后也不行，就只能输了。
If you don't defend yourself well, then your enemy will win over you.
因为你忘记给了对手留了地步。
Because you have let down your guard and you have left room and a place for your opponent.
所以每一个神的儿女要小心这些破口，一定要把它堵住。
So as children of God, we have to be careful of these gaps and we must fix them.
不然你进不了天国，功亏一篑。
Otherwise, all your efforts to enter into heaven will be wasted.
自己的人生也受了很大的亏损。
And we will suffer great loss in our life.
下一张图片，这是一个雕像，是纪念在荷兰发生的一个故事。
So next slide shows a statue in commemorate for of a story.
话说在德国啊，在荷兰呢、啊，在 Dutch 啊，在荷兰呢、啊，很久以前呢、啊，发生一件事情。
The story goes a long time ago in Poland. Sorry, in Poland.
在荷兰呢、啊，都是在水平线之下，有很多的这种小型的堤坝在海边。
There were a lot of dams alongside the ocean.
那有一天呢，有一个小孩子啊，走路经过下课的时候走路经过这个堤坝。
One day, a little kid passed these dams after school.
发觉这个堤坝怎么有一个破口在漏水了
？And he noticed that there was a gap in one of the dams.
他就很紧张。
So he got really nervous.
但是他也不敢跑开。
But he didn't want to leave the dam.
把他的手伸进去，塞住那个破口。
But he reached out his hands and tried to block the gap.
他怕说，如果我走开了，这个破口越裂越大，到最后就洪水就淹了整个村庄。
He was afraid that if he leave the place, the water would come in through the gap and it would flood the whole town.
因为他一点点的这种牺牲啊，还有这种细心呢，救了整条村的居民。
And because he paid attention to this, and he was willing to sacrifice himself, he saved the whole town.
直到后来啊，那些大人才来才帮助他，才发觉哇，原来你救了我们。
And it was only later when the adults came and helped him and realized that he had saved them all.
那我们今天呢，属灵上也是要有独挡破口的人。
Today, spiritually, we also need people to block this gap.
好，那我们继续来讲，有什么破口要挡住呢？
So let's talk about what gaps should we fix in our lives.
我们先讲第一点。
First point.
我们要独挡婚姻当中的破口。
We have to block the gap in marriage.
我们看雅歌第一章。
Let's turn to Songs of Solomon, chapter 1.
雅歌的第一章第七节。
Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse
7. 雅歌书的第一章的第七节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse
7. 请读。
Tell me, O you whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you made it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions?
那么再倒前一点，看第六节。
Now let's turn to verse 6.
第六节,
do not look upon me because I'm dark, because the sun has tanned me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept.
雅各是讲一个爱情的故事，也是一段婚姻的故事。
The Song of Solomon talked about a love story. It's also a story of marriage.
是预表基督跟教会的一个婚姻的爱情的故事。It
prefigures the marriage between Christ and church.
这里这个新妇就讲了。Here
the newlywed bride said.
她说啊，别人要我看守他们的葡萄园呢。Other
people made me the keeper of their vineyards.
但是我自己的葡萄园呢，却没有看守好。But
my own vineyard I have not kept.
这是讲什么？
What is she talking about?
就是有时候我们生命当中啊，很多事情要我们分心。Sometimes
in our life, there are so many distractions.
尤其是这个葡萄园呢，也可以代表我们的婚姻。And
this vineyard can refer to our marriage.
现在人的生活很忙碌。Nowadays,
people are so busy.
年轻人觉得说我结了婚了就美满了，从此过着辛苦快乐的生活，所以年轻人都很想赶快结婚。
And young people think that after they get married, they will live happily ever after, and that's why a lot of young people wish to get married soon.
但事实上，你发觉结了婚之后，生活更复杂，还更忙。But
the reality is that after your marriage, your life will become more complicated and busy.
你忙你的工作啊。You
will be busy with your career.
你的朋友。Your
friends.
甚至你的教会的侍奉。And
also your service at church.
再后来，又小孩子要跑出来了。And
later on, when you have children.
你一直顾着别的葡萄园。You
will be attending to other people's vineyard.
但是你自己最重要那个葡萄园，就是你自己的婚姻关系，你却忽略了。Well,
your own vineyard, which is the most important vineyards of all, you have neglected, and this vineyard is your marriage.
我们知道葡萄树不是长得很高。We
know that a vine tree does not grow very tall.
狐狸的最喜欢吃葡萄。
And foxes love to eat grapes.
所以通常葡萄园呢都有石墙围着的。So
usually around a vineyard there would be wall of stone around it.
但是狐狸很狡猾，有时候会爬过墙，有时候会钻洞在那边找这个空隙就进去了。But
foxes are very cunning. Sometimes they would go up the wall or they would look for holes in the wall to go into the vineyard.
如果你那个墙有破洞，它肯定进来，把你的葡萄吃光光，你一整季的收成都没有。
If there's any hole in your wall, the foxes will surely come in and eat up all your grapes.
同样的，魔鬼他很狡猾，好像狐狸一样。
In the same way, the devil is cunning just like foxes.
他要破坏教会，首先要破坏家庭。
They want to destroy the church, and they will start with destroying families.
那怎么破坏家庭呢？
And how do they destroy families?
他只需要破坏婚姻，就可以破坏这个家庭。
They only need to destroy marriage
让你整天吵架呢？
They cause dissensions around arguments between among the family members all the time.
或者让你冷战呢？
Or you are engaging in cold wars.
那你孩子被影响。
And your children will be affected.
你父母看了要伤心。
And your parents would feel very sad for you.
你在家里很不开心，你来教会也不会开心。
If you're not happy in your family, then you won't be happy at church.
啊，那怎么样有力量侍奉呢？
And if that's the case, then where did you get the strength to serve?
这魔鬼很厉害啊，他要破坏教会啊，就是破坏婚姻就可以了。
Satan is very powerful and cunning. He knows that if he destroys a family, then he can destroy church.
所以我们要反省。
So we have to examine ourselves.
我们要反省一下，从什么时候开始，我的婚姻跟以前不一样了。
To see when did your marriage start to have problems.
这个是很敏感的问题，一般你也不会随便跟别人谈。
This is a sensitive issue, and you don't easily talk about this with others.
其实是需要跟别人谈。如果你两夫妻真的遇到问题了，自己解决不了，是需要找你信得过的人来做一些辅导。
However, if you do experience marital problems that you cannot solve on your own with your spouse, then you do need to talk to someone to counsel you.
但是你要先承认有问题啊。
But as the first step, you have to admit that there is a problem.
要想想什么时候这个问题开始出现的。
And you have to think about when this problem first surfaced.
这里列出一些可能的原因，治理婚姻的破口，一点点一开始成为魔鬼的立足点。
Here I have listed up some reasons for the gaps in marriage.
是不是财务的压力让你夫妻关系很紧张啊？
First, could it be financial stress causing tension in your marriage?
是不是你们夫妻之间缺乏这个隐私，两个人单独相处的时间，亲密的关系呢？
Or could it be that you lack private time with your spouse and lack time for intimacy?
是不是大家都很情绪化，一开口就吵架，不会好好的讲话跟沟通？
Could it be that you are both very emotional and you engage in too much arguments and you are not able to communicate well with each other?
是不是整天的顾着工作，工作再工作啊，钱赚的越多，家庭就越疏离？
Or could it be that you focus all your time and energy on your career that you have neglected your family?
是不是你生了孩子之后？你就把所有的专注力放在孩子身上，忽略了对方。
Could it be that after you guys have children, then you focus all your attention on the children to the neglect of the other?
或者是你孩子已经长大了，你还不放手，还要一直跟着他，而忽略你的伴侣。
Or perhaps even as your children have grown up, you still would not let go.
或者是你身边当中出现了第三者对你的引诱。
Or perhaps there is another person that that have appeared in your life that have tempted you.
或者是你跟你的公婆或者是你的岳父岳母相处的不好。
Or if you have issues getting along with your in-laws.
这些都是很实际的问题。
All these are very practical problems.
但是你不面对它，你不处理它。
And if you don't face them and deal with them.
你让这个问题越烂越大。
These problems will grow bigger.
到最后，它就成为魔鬼的立足点。
In the end, it will become a foothold for Satan.
你的婚姻就会被破坏。
And your marriage will be sabotaged.
所以我们看下一页，雅各书二章十五节。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
要给我们擒拿狐狸啊，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸，因为我们的葡萄正在开花。
Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
圣经呢，真的很有智慧啊。
The Bible contains a lot of words of wisdom.
他把这些破口形容成为问题，成为是小狐狸。
They describe our problems as little foxes.
没有婚姻是没有问题的，每一个人的婚姻都会有一些问题。
Every marriage has its own problems.
就好像狐狸，一定会有。
Just like there will be foxes all around.
它可能是小小的问题啊，那是小狐狸啊，不是大狐狸啊，也不是一群狐狸啊，可能只有一只而已啊。
Here it says the little foxes, which means that the problem can be small and not big, and it could only be one fox, doesn't have to be multiple.
你不要等到问题变很大的时候才来想办法。
Don't wait until your problem has grown so big before you try to come up with a solution.
最近我们两个人感情好像跟以前刚结婚的时候不一样，为什么这样子？
If you feel like the affection between you and your spouse has changed, then you have to think about why.
最近我看你，我跟你讲话，你都整个眼睛都盯手机，你都没看我嘞。
Recently, when I talk to you, you keep staring on your smartphone and you don't look at me.
哎，最近好像你好像心不在焉呢，什么问题啊？
Recently, it seems that you're always distracted. What's wrong with you?
或者是你想想自己有什么问题？
Or perhaps you can think about what's wrong with yourself.
所以说要等葡萄已经在开花了，对不对？正在开花。
Here it says the vines have tender grapes.
我们知道开完花之后就结果了。
We know that the vines can produce grapes.
你不等到结果的时候，那个墙都被翻了，狐狸一大堆的，想说，哎呀，怎么办？
And don't wait until the grapes arrive and the foxes have gone over the wall before you come up with a solution.
我们要走在问题的前面。
We have to be one step ahead of the problem.
任何的不对劲，任何的差异，你要找出到底在哪里。
Any signal of something going wrong, you have to find the key to the problem.
有人就很单纯这样想，就好像这个漫画里面所讲的。
Some people are quite simple, just like what's depicted in the two pictures here.
有些年轻人很单纯，来，我们都结婚了，那我们结婚就什么问题都没有了。
And some young people would say, let's get married, and that would be the solution to all these problems.
另外一个说， oh yeah, 很好，非常好。
And the other would say, what a terrific idea.
结果结了婚之后才发觉， 哎呀， 好像结婚就更多的问题。
And after they got married, they realized that their problems only multiply.
有人说了， 那么生个孩子吧， 生个孩子我们的问题就不见了。
And then some people may say, let's get children. When we have children, our problems would disappear.
不是孩子的问题， 不是你有没有生孩子。
But the key to your problem does not lie in whether you have children.
也不是换个工作。
It also does not lie in which job you have.
也不是换栋房子。
Neither does it lie in which house you live in.
到底婚姻的问题出在哪里？
So where is the root of the problem of your marriage?
这个小狐狸为什么会进来？
And why did this little fox enter into your vineyard?
你不可以什么都赖魔鬼啊。
You can't just blame everything on the devil.
很多时候我们的问题就是我们自己，但是我们自己却看不见。
A lot of times we are our own problem, but we didn't see it.
我们看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
当人类的第一对婚姻出了问题。
When there is problem that surfaced in the first marriage of humankind.
我们看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
11节。
Verse 11.
3章11节。
And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?"
12节。
12. Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate."
13节。
13. And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
人类犯罪之后带来第一个婚姻问题。
After men have sinned, it brought on the first problem within a marriage.
当亚当夏娃跟神的关系改变了，他们两个人的关系也不一样。
When the relationship between Adam and Eve and God changed, the relationship between Adam and Eve also changed.
好了，神就来问了，到底怎么回事啊？说说看嘛。
So now God asked them, "So what happened? Please explain to me."
神不是不知道。
It's not that God didn't know.
人是不知道才问你到底是什么问题，神是知道的。
Men ask you what happened because they don't know, but God knows everything.
神问你，就是要你反省一下。
When God asks you, it's giving you an opportunity to examine yourself.
结果呢，我们来看下一页啊，这个图画就很清楚了。神问亚当什么问题啊？那个人呢？你给我的。
Let's look at the picture in the slide. It depicts the story very clearly. God asked Adam what happened, and Adam points to Eve.
这个太极打得很好啊，马上甩过去了，甩锅了。以现在的现代化就是说甩锅。
He finger points very well.
那神就问亚当，夏娃了，那你说说看呢，什么回事？
And God asked Eve what happened. Can you explain to me?
那女人又说，来，你刚刚我身边那条蛇，你造的，这条蛇你造的，对不对？他叫我吃，我就吃了。
And Eve points to the serpent and saying that it asked me to eat, so I ate.
那个蛇就没得讲话了。
And the serpent didn't speak.
如果他可以讲，他可能说，这魔鬼利用我呢，或是怎么样的。
And if the serpent could speak, the serpent probably would say that it was Satan deceiving me.
反正这一堆人呢，在犯了罪之后呢，就都看不到自己的问题。 都是别人的问题。
So after they have sinned, they could not see their own problem, but they all point to others.
所以今天我们最大的问题是什么
？So today, what's our biggest problem?
不是问题本身。
It's not the problem itself.
而是我们根本不知道自己是最大的问题。
It's that we don't even realize we are the biggest problem we have.
一直在外面找答案，一直找别人来背锅。
We kept trying to search for answers and trying to search for people to blame.
所以这个婚姻的破口就越来越大。
And the gap of the marriage will grow bigger.
所以我们要回到从前。
So we have to return to what it was before.
一开始不是这样。
It wasn't so in the beginning.
一开始你为什么嫁给这个人？为什么你娶这个人
？Initially, why did you marry this person?
你肯定爱他，你才娶他嫁他。
It must be because you love him.
他的缺点你也不是第一天才知道。
And all his shortcomings, you already know it when you married him.
那你自己也不是没有缺点的。
And you also have a lot of shortcomings.
那凭什么说啊，所有的问题都是对方呢？
So what right do you have to say that every problem arises from your spouse?
就是我们这的破口啊，我们一起来堵住它。
The gap is shared between the spouses, and you have to jointly fix it.
要找出这个破口。
You have to find the gap.
第二点。
Second point.
我们要堵住情绪的破口。
We have to block out the gap of our emotions.
我们最近呢，过去两个月在这个 lockdown 之后呢。这个 curve 所谓的感染呢，就被控制住了。
For the past 2 months, we had a lockdown, and the curve of the spread of COVID-19 has been flattened.
但是这样一个更大的隐藏的问题，除了经济，我们这里不讲经济。
But other than economic problem, there is another larger problem.
现在呢，报纸啊，新闻都讲了。现在 BC 省还有全世界很多人的精神状态还有情绪的问题变得越来越严重了。
Now there's a lot of news that reports that mental problems and emotional problems of the people in BC have increased.
长期关在家里好像很安全，没有错，真的很安全，因为哪里都不去嘛。
When you lock yourself in your home over a long period of time, it seems to be safe, and in fact, it is pretty safe.
但是你不能跟人家接触啊，情绪没有出口。
But when you have no interaction with others, there's no outlet for your emotions.
然后在家里，关在家里，整天封闭着。
And when you stay at home all the time, you are isolated.
很多情绪的问题，本来就有的情绪问题就会爆发出来。
A lot of pre-existing problems with your emotions are now magnified.
所以这个破口从一点点开始的，但是它会变大。
So the gap may start with a little gap, but it will grow larger.
我们下一页就是告诉我们，我们的思想、行动，还有我们的记忆，就是我们的全整个人嘛，其实都被情绪支配的很大的部分。
Next slide tells us that our thoughts, memory, and actions are all influenced greatly by our emotions.
我们看打手机有那么多 emoji 啊，这代表我们有很多不同的情绪。
Let's look at so many emojis on our phone. It signifies that we have so many different emotions.
神造人就是一个有情绪的人呐，就 emotional being.
When God created man, He created an emotional being.
你把情绪拿走，就变机器人了嘛，冷冰冰的。
When you remove our emotions, then we become robots.
所以情绪很重要。
So emotions are very important.
有情绪才有感情。
When you have emotions, you will have affection.
但是情绪有时候会超过理性。让我们没有办法理性的思考。
But sometimes emotions will overtake our senses, so we cannot think logically.
在左边那个 graph 啊，当你遇见一些事情让你非常激动的时候，让你很不开心、很生气的时候，你的情绪是红色的，差不多支配你整个的 processing capability 啊，超过90%。
The graph on the left shows that when you encounter something that causes an intense emotion, such as upset or anger, then your emotion will rise up and it will overtake around 90% of you.
你的理性可能剩十分之一而已。
And your logic and reasoning, there will be only 10% of it left in you.
比如说你在开车。
For example, when you're driving.
突然间有人哇切你线。
And all of a sudden, somebody overtake you.
啊，他经过你，还开窗户骂你，还给你举中指。还可以用一些仇恨的语言来骂你。
He rolled down his window and shouted you and gave you the finger.
好了，那他就去了。
And then he drove away.
好了，你这个时候要怎么办
？So what do you do now?
情绪告诉你。
Your emotions tell you.
你这样子对我，我一定要给你颜色看一下。
How could you do this to me? I want to fight back.
你骂我，我也会骂，我可以骂你。
You shout at me, I'll shout at you back.
我也可以举手指。
I can also give you the finger.
我可以开的比你更快，我的是跑车哎。
I can drive faster than you. I have a sports car.
你这个是烂车而已。
You drive such a shabby car.
那情绪起来了。
And when your emotions are aroused,
你的理性就被挤到旁边去了。
Your senses were pushed aside.
这个时候最危险。
This is the most dangerous moment.
没有，我们没有办法好好的思考。
And we're not able to think clearly.
当你冷静下来的时候，才回到正常，是一半情绪，一半理性的思考。
And after you have cooled off, only then can you return to your regular thinking, which takes up half of you, and your emotions take up the other half.
所以我们要承认，我们自己每一个人都有一个情绪的破口。
So we have to admit that every one of us have gaps in our emotions.
这个破口每个人都不一样。
And everybody has a different kind of gap.
但是有两种情绪的是最普遍的，我们很容易这些成为我们的破口的。
But there are two types of emotions that can most commonly become the gaps.
第一个呢，就是愤怒的情绪会成为我们的破口。
First is our anger that can become a gap of our emotions.
我们看回来这个刚刚读过的以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 5.
26节啊。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
以弗所书五章二十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26.
很重要啊，这一节大家要背起来。
This is very important. We have to remember this verse.
四章二十六节，四章二十六。
Excuse me, it's chapter 4 verse 25.
4:26. 四章二十六节。
Chapter 4 verse 26.
生气却不要犯罪，不可以含怒到日落。
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
然后呢，接下来才说。不可以给魔鬼留地步。
Then it says, nor give place to the devil.
原来魔鬼最好的地步，最容易找的破口是什么？
So the best place for the devil to stand.
就是你的愤怒。
Your wrath.
我们知道每一个人都有不开心的时候。
I know that every one of us have our downtime.
但是当你很生气，你这个生气多到你没有办法控制自己的时候，这个魔鬼就喜欢。
But your anger, when it becomes so much that you lose control of yourself.
因为当你生气的时候，你会很容易犯罪。
That's when the devil likes it the best, because when you are angry, it's very easy for you to sin.
我们回来刚刚之前那一页啊，左边那个疤，左边那个，你情绪红色的那么高，你的理性只有一点点，你肯定很容易就被骗了，会犯罪了。
So let's turn back to the last slide. When your emotions are so high, I'm talking about the diagram on the left, it's very easy for you to sin.
当你很 calm 的时候啊，理性一半，情绪一半，没有那么容易做出一些你后悔的事情。
But when you are calm, your logical senses and your emotions each take up half of you, then it's not as easy for you to do wrong things.
其实神造人的时候啊，亚当夏娃情绪很 calm 的。平稳的，没有什么的，这是贪吃一点的，吃了这个禁果。
In fact, when God first created man, Adam and Eve were pretty calm.
但是呢，犯了罪之后呢，情绪开始不稳定。
However, after they have sinned, their emotions became less stable.
这个反映在亚当的儿子该隐身上。
And this reflected through the son of Adam, Cain.
我们看创世纪的第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪的第四章啊。
Genesis chapter 4.
这里记载人类历史第一个生气，还有生气到杀人的人。
Here it records the first incident where somebody get really angry to the point of committing murder in the history of humankind.
我们看四章第三节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 3.
三到五节。
From verse 3 to 5. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Verse 4. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Verse 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
第六节。
6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?
7.
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
这里记载该隐有一个情绪的破口。
Here it records the gap in Cain's emotions.
这个破口他自己不是很知道。
He's not very aware of this gap.
但是呢是存在的。
But it existed.
啊，怎么存在呢？
How did it exist?
该隐去先祭，他弟弟亚伯也先祭。
Cain made offering to the Lord, and so did his brother.
结果神看中亚伯的供物，没有看中该隐的。
But the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain's.
哦，第五节啊，该隐就大大的发怒。
And verse 5, it says Cain was very angry.
人类历史第一个大大发怒的人就是该隐。
This is the first person in the history of humankind to get very angry.
犯罪的时候，犯罪之后有这种情绪。
So after men have sinned, this kind of emotion surfaced.
他本来可以从这个根源堵住他，他本来如果小心的话可以堵住他。
He had an opportunity to stop this at the beginning.
因为神问他两个问题。
Because God asked him two things.
你为什么发怒呢？
Why are you angry?
你为什么变了脸色呢？
And why has your countenance fallen?
神把这个破口点给他看了。
God already pointed out the gap to him.
神要他问问你自己的态度对吗？态度。
God asked him to ask himself whether his attitude is right.
还有动机。
And also his motive.
我再重复一次，怎么样堵住情绪的破口，尤其是对付你的愤怒。
Let me repeat again. How do you deal with the gap of your emotions, especially anger?
你要问自己，我现在这个生气，我的态度对吗？
Ask yourself, am I right to feel this angry?
就是有没有必要生气到这个地步？
Is it necessary for me to be this angry?
你可以生气，但是有需要生气到这么多吗？从一到十，你需要一次就跳到十吗？
It's okay to get angry, but do you need to get this angry on a scale of 1 to 10? Do you have to reach 10 right away?
神也没有骂他，只是看不上他的东西而已嘛。
God never rebuked him. God just didn't respect his offerings.
你有必要那么生气吗？
Was it necessary for you to get that angry?
第二个问题你要问，你的动机对吗？你生气的动机对吗？
Second question, you should ask whether the motive of your anger is right.
你有理由那么生气吗？
Do you,
你有理由那么生气吗？
Do you have a reason to get that angry?
神有欠你什么吗？
Did God owe you anything?
啊，你弟弟有先欠你什么吗？
Did your brother owe you anything?
没有这个正确的动机嘛。
So you did not have the right motive.
那个是你的情绪告诉你你很生气。
It was your emotions making you angry.
没有，但是没有实际的理由啊。
But there's no right reason.
所以神尝试要帮他堵住这个破口。
So God tried to help him block out this gap.
啊，你的态度跟动机对不对？
Think about your attitude and motive, whether they are right.
第二个神要他想的问题。
The second question that God asked him to think about.
第七节，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？
Verse 7, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
神要你在生气的时候问自己第二个问题。
God wants you to ask yourself a second question when you get angry.
你自己做得好不好啊？
Have you done well?
你不要说别人怎么不好。
Don't say what other people did and how bad they are.
你不要说别人给你惹毛了。
Don't keep saying that other people made you angry.
你不要赖别人，你问你自己，你自己有做得好吗？
Don't blame it on others, but ask yourself, have you done well?
其实神是给他机会，不要犯大错。
So we can see that God gave him a chance not to let this lead into bigger mistake.
最近我们情绪可能都不是很好了，在家里也关很久，整天面对小孩。
Recently, our emotions are probably not very well because we've stayed at home for a long time and we have to face our children every day.
啊，整天看到你的配偶都是穿睡衣，头发很长，然后已经看到没有什么好看的了。
And every day when we look at our spouse in their pajama and their hairs are unkempt and it doesn't seem very pretty.
或者是你对他的一点点的这种不好的缺点，你会放得很大。
Or when you look at each other every day, every single shortcoming is magnified.
大家都有情绪。
Every one of us has emotions.
但是这个破口出现了。
So when this gap appears,
你要问问自己啊。
You have to ask yourself,
你这样态度对吗？
Is your attitude right?
你动机对吗？
Is your motive right?
好，你这样子有道理吗？
What you are doing, is it reasonable?
还有你自己做得好不好？
And also, have you done well yourself?
如果一问自己，哎呀，我自己其实也做得不好。那 calm down, 冷静冷静。哎呀，算。
If when you ask yourself, you realize that you have also not done well, then you should calm down.
所以神就告诉他说，你要克服你自己的罪啊，然后呢，不然那个罪就控制你了。
So God asked him to overcome his sin, or otherwise the sin will rule over him.
这个该隐呢，就把神的话呢没有当一回事。
However, Cain did not pay any attention to the words of God.
下次这个情绪在爆发的时候，会爆得更大。
So next time when his emotions exploded, it was even worse than before.
啊，所以这第八节呢，他就亲手把他弟弟杀了。
So in verse 8, it records that he killed his brother.
因为破口你没堵住啊，一开始两滴水而已，但是一开始就一爆，这洪水就冲出来了。
Because he didn't fix the gap, so initially the gap might just be small and a few drops of water would flow through. However, when it grow big, the whole place would be flooded.
这个是很危险的事情。
This is very dangerous.
哦，我们加拿大最近前几个礼拜有个新闻，在 Nova Scotia 那边有一个人啊。杀了22个人。
A few weeks ago in Nova Scotia in Canada, one man killed 22 people.
那这个人呢？他其实家里买了很多军火，买了很多汽油，也有好几台这个假的警车。很奇怪，这个人很奇怪。
This person was indeed odd. He stored up a lot of military weapons and also gasoline and police cars, or cars that resemble police cars.
那我们大家都有看新闻嘛？他就出那天晚上就出去杀了22个人，因为那些人也没有得罪他，也跟他不认识。
And we've all heard about the news that very night he went out and he killed 22 people, and some of them had never offended him.
好了，大家没有看新闻，他是在什么情况之下做这个案件的呢
？So did we hear from the news under which circumstances did he commit this crime?
报纸有讲。
The paper reported.
他那天晚上跟他的同居女友。发生了一次很大的吵架。
That very night, he had a huge fight with the woman that he was living with.
那他就失去控制。
And he lost control.
他的那个女朋友就知道他失去控制就可怕了，觉得可怕，他就跑走了，就躲起来。
And his girlfriend knew that he lost control. She got scared, so she ran away and hide herself.
那他可能就更生气了。
And probably that angered him even more.
当然，这个人。枪买那么多，要假警车，可能也不是有什么好意。但是他本来有没有在那天晚上想要杀那么多人的呢
？Of course, this person store up so many firearms and fake police cars, so he didn't have right intention to begin with. But did he really plan to kill so many people that very night?
有没有本来就是要哇，算好时间到了，他就要出去杀人呢？应该看起来表面上。可能是没有这个计划，在那天晚上要做这个事情。
Did he plan to commit this crime at that very moment, that very night? It doesn't seem like it.
但是他跟他女朋友吵架，很生气。
But he fought with his girlfriend and he got really mad.
哇，那就生气就控制不了了。
And in his anger, he lost his control.
枪又那么多，去杀人来解决一下他自己的愤怒。
And since he has so many guns in his possession, he just took them to kill people to vent out his emotions.
这个很可怕。
This is so scary.
一次吵架可以引发之后22个人死掉，他自己也死了，被警察打死了。
One fight can lead to the death of 22 innocent people. He himself also died because he was shot by the cop.
所以啊，那我们真的要小心自己的情绪。
So we really have to be careful of our own emotions.
所以圣经说你可以生气，但是不可以犯罪啊！你要控制它。
So the Bible says you can get angry, but do not sin out of your anger. You have to control it.
不要给魔鬼留了地步。
Do not leave foothold for Satan.
报纸要讲那个人呢，他感觉到在这个疫情当中啊，非常的焦虑。
The newspaper also reported that man.Felt a lot of anxiety throughout the pandemic.
我们不要以为他是什么恐怖分子啊，大坏蛋啊。他其实，在整个社区里面，他有拥有2间的这个牙科整牙诊所。他是一个有知识分子来的。
Don't think that he's just some kind of terrorist or psychopath. In the town he lived in, he actually owns 2 dentistry places.
Denture clinic 啊，做假牙的。
Denture clinics.
他是有钱的人呢，他是有教育的。
He was wealthy and he was educated.
但是他这个疫情当中，他可能很忧闷，哇，情绪。
But throughout this pandemic, he was very anxious.
好了，那我们再谈一下情绪的问题。
So let's continue to talk about the problems of our emotions.
有一些人呢，天生就比较 calm, 比较稳定，但是有一些人呢，心中就脾气很不好。
Some people are relatively calm by nature, while others are the opposite.
那有时候呢，怎么样来堵住这个破口呢？
So how do we close up this gap?
你要了解你那么多的愤怒，那么多的情绪，到底是从哪里来的？
You have to understand all those flood of emotions. What is the source of it?
按照心理学家的分析。
Based on analysis of psychologists.
如果一个人在成长过程当中遇到一些很不公平的事情。
In the process of growing up, if a person have encountered a lot of unfair treatment,
或者是被虐待,
or if they have been abused,
很有可能在长大了之后呢，他有很多的 anger, 很多的愤怒, 没有办法去处理。
Very possibly after they became grown up, there will be so much anger buried in them that they don't know how to deal with.
报纸有讲啊，那个杀了二十个人那个罪犯啊，他就常常说，我小时候被毒打被虐待，按照他自己的说法是这样，但是这个不能做成他犯罪的借口。
Based on the newspaper, the man that killed 22 people had claimed that he was abused and he was beaten as a child. Of course, this is not an excuse to commit crime.
但是如果一个人在年少的时候被虐待过、被毒打过，或者是被这些 abuse 啊，很可能会造成他日后情绪的极度的不稳定。
But if a person has experienced abuse in the past, very possibly it will lead to unstable emotions.
好了，那我们讲了那么多，我们要怎么样来堵住这个情绪的破口？
So now, how do we close the gap of emotions?
大卫曾经面对要大大的发怒的这个时刻。
David also encountered incident where he became very angry.
还好在他要杀人、要杀无辜的人之前，有人来帮助他、协助他疏通这个情绪的破口。
Fortunately, before he was about to kill innocent people, someone appeared and helped him to provide him with an outlet for his anger.
我们看撒母耳记上的25章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上25章。
First Samuel chapter 25.
我们知道大卫啊，被牧羊人啊，这个大富户拿巴羞辱的，非常的生气。
We know that David was insulted by Nabal, and he got very angry.
拿巴的仆人曾经得过大卫很多的帮助，但是拿巴没有要报恩，反而羞辱大卫。
Nabal's servants once received a lot of help from David, but Nabal had no interest in returning this favor to David, but he insulted him.
但是大卫呢，现在很生气，要报复，要报仇了。
So David got so angry that he wants his revenge.
我们看十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
25章13节。
Chapter 25, verse 13.
大卫向跟随他的人说：“你们个人要带上刀。”众人就都带上刀。大卫也带上刀，跟随他的人上去，又有400人，留下200人看起惧。所以你看，大卫准备要爆发了。
So we see that David was about to explode.
还好刚那个时候拿巴不在他旁边，不然的话一刀就砍下去，就死掉了。
Good thing that at that moment Nabal wasn't beside him, or else he would have struck him down already.
他还有一段时间要整理军队，要去那边。
He still had a time that he had to take to get his men ready to attack.
这个时候亚比该啊，就是拿巴的太太，听到这个消息，就出来跟大卫讲了一番话，消除了他的怒气。
And at this moment, the wife of Nabal, Abigail, heard about this news, and she came to David to try to calm him down.
这个故事我们都读过的。
We're all familiar with the story.
从23节之后，就亚比该的说话。
From verse 23 onward, it records the speech of Abigail.
她都很谦卑的俯伏在大卫面前。
She humbly fell down before David.
叫做大卫说：“你不要理这个笨蛋了，这个拿巴，他的名字就是笨蛋，不要理他。”
And he asked David, to ignore this fool Nabal, which is what his name means.
还有了，亚比该跟他说：“你要好好想想后果，后果有个字叫后果。”
And also, Abigail asked him to consider the consequences.
你是以后当王的呢？
You are about to become king.
你今天杀了这个无辜人的血，那以后你也不好过啊。
If you shed innocent blood today, there will be consequences for you in the future.
所以你要想想后果。
So please think about the consequences.
这些人的这个亚比该的一番话，就帮助大卫的愤怒的情绪没有一下就爆发。
And the words of Abigail helped calm down David's anger.
那亚比该当然那也送上很多礼物了，因为一个人肚子饿的时候脾气也很不好。
And of course, Abigail brought many gifts because when someone is hungry, which David was, then you will have a bad temper.
肚子饿啦，睡不够啦， 没休息了火气也会特别大。
When we are hungry or we don't have enough sleep, we don't have enough rest, then we get very angry and we just have a bad temper.
最主要是亚比盖是一个有智慧的妇人啊，讲话也比较温柔啊，就能把大卫的这个硬邦邦的这个情绪呢，就安抚下去。
And most importantly, Abigail, this woman of wisdom, took a very humble approach, and the gentle words that she said to David cooled down his anger.
不然呢，大卫这一天所做的是杀了无辜人的血，成为会他一生当中最大的污点。
Otherwise, the things that David was about to do, which to shed innocent blood, would become, would make his life tainted.
人家不给他吃，他就要杀人，这个不是跟土匪一样吗？
When other people refused to provide food for him, he wanted to kill them. This is equivalent to the action of robbers.
但是当下大卫是有这种情绪的，有这种理由的。
But at that moment, David got so angry.
但是呢，他失去控制了。
So he lost his self-control.
那我们看雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章啊，第十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19。
我们一起来读，大声的读啊。
Let's read together.
一二三，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。二十节。
20。
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。用这句话来挡住情绪的破口。
So please use these verses to block the gap of our emotions.
快快的听。
Swift to hear.
别人要劝你，你就听。
When other people want to give advice to you, hear it.
不要塞住耳朵，我不听，你要听。
Don't cover up your ears to say I'm not listening.
你要说什么？如果你不能慢慢说，你就不要说。
And when you're about to speak, if you're not able to speak slowly, then don't speak at all.
如果你情绪很不稳定，你就不要说话。
When your emotions are unstable, do not speak.
如果你要说，就慢慢说。
When you want to speak, speak slowly.
所以如何控制？如何塞住这个情绪的破口
？So how do you fix the gap of your emotions?
我们这里有几点呢？可以给大家参考。
I have a few points to share.
第一，我们要祷告，常常为自己的情绪不稳定来祷告。
First, we have to pray often and ask God for help in respect to our unstable emotions.
主啊，我最近很容易生气，脾气很不好，你要帮助我。
Oh Lord, recently I get worked up so easily. Please help me.
你祷告，主一定帮助你。
When you pray, God will surely help you.
再来啊，找人家聊聊天呢。
Next, try to look for someone to talk to.
不要自己闷在那边自己生气。
Don't just hide in your room to get angry.
再来，你很生气，就远离练现场啊，出去散个步，走一走，不要讲话。
Next, when you are angry, leave the scene, take a walk.
不要一直在里面哦，死忍也很辛苦啊，出去走走。我出去一两个钟头，我不想现在跟你讲话。
Don't stay at the same place, but just leave the scene and take a walk for an hour or two.
回来冷静了，你才想想哦，要怎么沟通。
After you have calmed down, return to the scene and think about how to communicate with the other.
最后还要想想后果。
Lastly, think about the consequences.
是啊，你生气了，你甩了东西了，你丢了，都不知自己还要收吗？
When you get angry, you throw stuff, you break stuff. You have to clean up after yourself.
你打伤的人呢，也不是赔钱啊，不是要有官司吗？
When you beat others up, then you will have to compensate them monetarily, and you will be sued.
你很生气啊！你杀了人了，你可能也被人家杀，被警察打死，或是坐牢坐一辈子。
When you are so angry, you kill other people. You might also be killed by the police, or you'll be put into prison for life.
你的车开得比他更快，到最后可能你也翻车了。
You might speed to overtake the car in front of you, but you might suffer the consequences of speeding.
想想后果。
Think about the consequences.
一想后果，一祷告，一找人家倾诉，一离开现场，你的情绪就要回到正常。
When you pray, you look for someone to talk to, you leave the scene, you think about the consequences, your emotions will return to normal.
那这样就又过了一关了。
And then you will have passed the test.
所以说一定会帮助我们的。
The Lord will surely help us.
今天讲了两点。
So we've talked about 2 points today.
堵住婚姻的破口。
To fix the gaps of marriage.
堵住情绪的破口。
To fix the gaps of emotions.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymns.
82首。
82.